Guys, good afternoon. Welcome to Life Today again. Welcome back. Tim here with you on UCB Ireland, joined by Alan Mackle, we from Christians Against Poverty Ireland. Alan, we have a lot to talk about today. There's a global financial crisis going on at the moment, and we're going to bring some biblical perspective to it and some encouragement. Really looking forward to catching up on all of the things that's not just been happening in your world, but in the world of CAP as well. It's been a while, so welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much indeed, Tim. Great to be with you, and of course, all your listeners tuning in. And yeah, happy to chat with, through you know what you want to talk about and what you think your listeners might be interested in.
Well, I think, we're just delighted you're here. Most of the listeners are probably here because you're here, to be fair. And
I'm not so sure about that, but you're very gracious and kind.
well,
Thank you.
anyway, yeah. I appreciate the sentiments. Love you. And I'm really just glad because it's been so long. We haven't had a conversation in a couple of months.
Yeah,
No, the last time that we were scheduled to have a chat, my mum had the car accident and we had to reschedule, and this is us
that's right. Catching up, yeah.
catching up from where we last left off. So before we talk about the big topic that is in all of the news at the moment with Donald Trump in America and all of his tariffs that he's placing and the perceived crisis is probably the words I want to use, because we can have a perception and an understanding and a focus on these things independent on our spiritual health. It actually might determine our perspective on what's happening in the world at the moment. Before we go there, because I'm sure some of our listeners will need our help with this today, tell us a little bit about what's been happening in the world of CAP.
So my colleague and I, Helen, we have been kind of busy at it. We've had a last month we've about 100 volunteer money coaches that we have trained up for our money coaching to be delivered through their local church. And so last month we or launched a kind of a self-learning, self-assessment tool called a playbook. So you as a runner or anyone kind of in sports will be quite used to what a playbook is. So we had one of our coaches who suggested, hey, do you know what? A playbook might be a good idea to help coaches to figure out the various options that might help them go about serving within their church and helping people in terms of their financial literacy, financial capacity in a very practical way, but obviously then also pointing towards who Jesus is and the gospel as part of their church-based ministry. So that's been really exciting. We have also last month, March, we had a taster event. We were invited along to the Irish Bible Institute in Dublin. Grateful for that invitation to chat with about 20 or so students and faculty members. And we just talked a little bit about CAP and kind of what we're doing, also the why we're doing it. And we really focused kind of on three things that it's really about the gospel, it's about the church, and it's about poverty. And while those things are interesting in and of themselves, what really interests me and is how they intersect and interplay the gospel, the church, and poverty. So we've had some great conversations along those lines, as well as very practical stuff, how to get involved in if you're interested in becoming a volunteer money coach. Or indeed, how you can come along to one of our taster events kind of coming up. So, will I maybe mention how to do that while we're on that point right now? So, yeah, if CAP Ireland have two taster information events coming up soon, one is the 29th of April in Cork, and the other is the 1st of May in Dublin. And so would encourage your listeners, if you're anyway interested in finding out more about the work of CAP and how CAP works through local church partners, then go along to our website, capireland.ie, and then head to the events web page. So the events web page will have a bit more detail than I've just outlined regarding these taster events and also some other events coming up. But it's a great opportunity to be out there to talk with in person directly with people, but also to answer questions because people do have questions, and I think questions are very healthy. And I think we are trying to create a format where people can ask their questions, even if they think they understand CAP or they think they've heard of CAP before. This is an opportunity to ask maybe more specific questions and exactly what that might mean for them and their local church if they were to consider a church partnership and working on our money coaching.
Oh, sounds very good. I love the idea of asking questions. Like Jesus loved a good question. Questions help us to explore what we believe, what we understand, what we know, and what we don't know. And then they help us formulate our own responses to those things that are going on in our lives and in our world. And so the big question that's on everyone's lips at the moment, everyone's talking about it. You know, if you go to the coffee shop, it's what people are talking about. If you go to the workplace, it's what people are talking about. In our churches, in our prayer gatherings, in our worship gatherings, it's what everyone is talking about at the moment. What are we going to do, Alan, money coach from Christians Against Poverty Ireland, with the tariffs that are being put in place that are impacting the global economy?
You really put me on the spot this morning, Tim, aren't you? And that's fine. I think I have something to say because I think God has something to say about this, which is the most important thing that we listen to. And I like also what you said at the top of our time together. I can't remember exactly the phrase. I use the phrase, this is a man-made crisis, and we need to remember that. It's a man-made crisis. But I think, the first thing I would say is that, this, despite all the news headlines and everything else that you hear, that unfortunately, this man-made project will have real implications. It will affect real people and real lives. And I think that's the first thing that we all need to be really very cognizant of and aware of. And that we need to come at that with huge amounts of grace, compassion, love, and kindness. And so that's absolutely straight out of the gate. That's the first thing that I want to say. Keep it in perspective and also remember these are real people we're talking about. And for anyone, like possibly some of your listeners or myself, or I know yourself, Tim, when you go through financial challenges, either in the past or currently, it can have a real disorientating effect on you, including Christians. And certainly that was my case when, my wife and I, we were really badly affected by the great financial crisis of 2008, 2009. I really had to go through a process spiritually and practically. Practically was trying to get over my distressed mortgage that I had because of a job loss. But spiritually, I really had to kind of recenter myself in Jesus as my savior and as my rock because I had been disorientated. So they would be sort of some of the first things I would say. I think we just need to acknowledge it, that it is a man-made problem, and that we need to bring all of our prayers, all of the biblical wisdom, all of the grace and compassion and mercy that we can to this man-made crisis that will impact people's lives. I think that's some of my opening responses to that. I would say that while it's a man-made crisis, there is a God-centered solution on this. I think Christians, individual Christians, can be a part of pushing back against on this man-made crisis or really on this spiritual darkness, that individual Christians have a place to do that. Absolutely, local churches have a place to do that. And we've already seen that. We saw that through COVID, with the number of churches reaching out into their community, helping the elderly, going for prescriptions, helping them with shopping, running a food bank, whatever it was. The church has a place, a really practical and spiritual place in this man-made crisis. And so they will be some of my initial thoughts. And I suppose the other thought, and then I'll pause, is that I think CAP really wants to be a part of that solution through churches, because we feel that we have something, we can help churches find their unique voice in how to help people practically and spiritually with this man-made crisis. And so we really want to be about developing deeper, wider church partnerships so that collectively together we can really help in that very kind of holistic way. And typically that's done through money coaching.
I think the understanding that this is a man-made crisis is vital in our response to it. If anything, that the gospel teaches us is that life is full of seasons. And, there's, as we know, there's time for mourning, laughing, weeping, and so on and so forth. And, the world has seen financial crisis. I listened to a report yesterday that suggested we've actually had seven financial crises in the last 22 years, and not granted some of them not to the level that could be perceived with the ongoing decisions that are being made at a global level at the moment. But we always recover, and the steadfast love of the Lord never fails. And whilst we don't want to belittle experience, because if you're in a position where you have to lose your job and you have to lose maybe your home and maybe all of the luxuries in life that you are currently enjoying, like that's awful. But there's recovery. And whilst seasons are what they are, they're seasons, they come and they go and they change. The good news of the gospel tells us that every setback creates an opportunity for another comeback. And certainly your story and my story of our financial difficulties and our own financial crises, we see redemption and we see beauty and we see joy and we see, out of the ashes that God is creating something beautiful and wonderful. Before you and I came on air, we were talking about, the beautiful things that are happening in your own home as you've been able to, buy another home. And that is you're making this a home and how you've recovered, and it's really beautiful. But no doubt in that time when you were disorientated and with that distressed mortgage, out of employment, and thinking to yourself, what has happened here? How did I get here? And why me? The reality of it is that as you've trusted in the Lord, and as you've continued to walk in his ways, and as you've continued to make financial decisions based on biblical principles, that you have seen and now live in the land that was promised. And it's a really beautiful thing. I personally, over the last couple of months, we're in the middle of potentially a financial crisis. And at the beginning of the year, I felt God asked me to test him with my finances. And I've had the luxury over the last couple of months to have an excess at the end of every month.
Amen.
And what I felt God was testing me on was give me the excess. So I had been giving him back the excess because I've been doing some running coaching, and my salary essentially has increased, which has been like extra money that I wouldn't normally have been getting, and I have been putting that back in. And every time that I put it back in, it comes back to me tenfold. And I think that there's something in that for us, even in this season where we're staring down the barrel of the potential of a financial crisis, to actually say, the only time God says test me is around money. And if we can shift our minds to recognize that this might be man-made, but God is sovereign and God is Lord, and not to belittle anyone's circumstance, but if he says test me on it, test him and watch him move and celebrate what he's doing in our lives. Like, I feel so privileged at the moment.
That's amazing, Tim. Yeah, that it really is. And it's just, well, it just says so much about your discipleship, about your growth and your trust in Jesus. And that's exactly what's at the heart of what I'm trying to say and try to be some sort of measured comfort and coaching, to people who are quite, in one level, understandably anxious, stressed, and concerned about all the headlines at the moment. The other two things I'd say, if I may, is that I was at a Bible study this week with a group of guys, and we happened to be looking at Psalm 91 together. And I was reminded afresh from Scripture in Psalm 91 that God puts us under his wing, that he watches over us. And indeed, that Psalm 91 talks about the pestilence. And I'm not entirely sure what the psalmist had in mind with that pestilence. I mean, it's poetry, okay? The Psalms is a book of poems and poetry. So I think that term pestilence could equally apply to what's coming at us all at the moment from an economic kind of perspective. But you know what? In it all, God's got our back, and our role as we grow in discipleship. And as we talk with others who maybe are outside the church and don't have the same kind of personalized faith in Jesus, say that you and I have, Tim, and many of your listeners, we get to actually share that with people. Obviously, we need to listen, and it needs to be heartfelt, and it needs to be authentic, but we also have an invaluable message to share with people that they don't have to listen to the doom and gloom. And completely buy it lock, stock, and barrel, this man-made crisis. There is a third way. There is the Jesus way. And so we get to have those kind of conversations. The second thing I'd say is, and again, this is coming from a cat perspective, is that we've some great stories of people who have kind of gone through these kind of crises. Okay, you and I, well, up on our website, again, capireland.ie, if you go to our updates, section, you'll see a great story about Demi, one of our money coaches with Discovery Church in Galway. She has her, she, openly shares about her own crises that she went through as a young mom, and struggled financially. She got some help through her church, through money coaching, and then she went forward went through our induction training and is now a money coach helping others that are in a similar situation. And for me, that's a beautiful story of the gospel. It's a beautiful story of the church. It's a beautiful story of poverty and how God wants to enrich our lives in ways that we currently or maybe can't see or might struggle to understand. And so I would encourage your listeners, if they haven't already, go to our website capireland.ie and our updates webpage and read Demi's story. It's in about an 8 or 9 minute video, and it's super encouraging. And I think you will see the strains of the three strands, sorry, of the gospel, the church, and poverty all coming together in Demi's story. And hopefully that will encourage your listeners, and particularly at this time.
I think the challenge for so many of us is which news are we choosing to listen to and which news are we choosing to believe, and when it can look on the global stage that there's no hope, we need stories of hope. We need to be encouraged, and we need to be reminded that the gospel works, that the Bible works, that trusting in God works, that applying biblical principle works, and reminding ourselves that we chatted about this before we came on air, that God is outside of time, and he knew what was going to be happening over the coming days, weeks, and possibly months. He knew it was going to happen, and it wasn't a deterrent to make any to stop him from making any of the people that might be making those decisions, or to stop him from creating us for such a time as this. He knew what we would be walking through. He knew what we would be experiencing. He knew the challenges that we would have to overcome. And yet he still chose to put us on earth right now at this time. And I love that. And I love that you and I get to have these conversations. And I pray they're an encouragement to our listeners to know that there is hope. Hope has a way, hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. And the Easter story, we're a week out from Easter, and the Easter story tells us that, every setback has a comeback. And
That's
the
right.
greatest comeback, death, was defeated. Death was conquered. Sin was defeated. It couldn't have gotten any darker. And yet, the greatest comeback we've ever known, the greatest day in history, death defeated, and he won the way. And so, even as we stare down the barrel of this financial crisis, I'm like, come on, somebody, what do you see? What do you see what God will do in our lives? Watch what he will do in our lives, and watch the redemption that he will have in our lives. I have a friend who was telling me recently about their house. And they ha had gotten into a little bit of financial difficulty a number of years ago. They've just got a new house. They're going to have a barbecue on their balcony at the weekend. Like, if that's not redemption, I don't know what is. They've gone from staring down the barrel of a sense of hopelessness to this weekend, a barbecue on their balcony. Like, come on, somebody. This is the gospel story. This is the story that God has interwoven into our lives and makes us be a part of, that we each get to see him redeeming areas of our lives that matter. And all of our parts of our lives matter to God. And I think that sometimes, particularly when we are, I'm going into like ranting sermon mode here, Alan. I'll give you a chance to speak in a moment. I think that when we're in hopeless places and hopeless situations, and we're staring down the barrel of what looks like a hopeless future, it can be so difficult to believe that there's beauty on the other side of our pain, that there is joy on the other side of our sorrow, that there's dancing on the other side of our mourning. And actually, there's, dare I say it, wealth on the other side of our poverty, if we would choose to trust in the Lord. And so what, how can our people, our listeners, how can they reach out and get the help that they need, Alan, if they're finding themselves in a place right now where they're feeling hopeless and helpless?
Thanks, Tim. Love what you shared. You share it so passionately. And if I may, I would just like to add a great quote that I came across recently from Tim Keller, American, well-known American pastor and minister. Unfortunately, he passed. But quote from one of his books: "The Bible tells us that God did not originally make the world to have disease, hunger and death in it. Jesus has come to redeem where it is wrong and heal the world where it is broken." And so just a quote that I recently read, because your listeners may not accept what you and I say, maybe, but they might accept what Tim Keller says about the Bible. But I think essentially he's saying exactly the same thing we're saying. God didn't design it this way, and it's through the person of Jesus that we ultimately can kind of push back on some of this negativity, this man-made crisis, and ultimately move forward and trusting in God. And that's a really significant aspect of our discipleship and walk with Jesus. And then on a very practical level, I would say that's exactly what CAP and particularly our money coaching is for, particularly if individuals are already feeling some level of stress or anxiety about their finances or what the future might hold. The one of the things we talk about in money coaching is particularly around budgeting. Yes, a budget can sometimes feel like something that is for the future, but it can also be a very helpful tool to kind of help you figure out where you are now, immediately in terms of income, outgoings, and is there anything that you can do to improve that position? Is there any way which you can enhance your income? Are there any ways in which you can look at helping to reduce some of your expenditure? So it's very, very practical. And so I would say absolutely, that's what CAP and money coaching is all about, when delivered through our church partners. And so, as I mentioned at the top of our time together, we've got a series of tasters coming up, or information events. And so I would encourage anybody who now is thinking, you know what, I need to get some help with my finances and really get this back on track and really bring it under the Lordship of Jesus. If they're starting to think those thoughts and even pray those prayers, I would say come along to one of our taster events. And again, you'll find out all the details about those coming up in Cork and Dublin on our website, capireland.ie/events. And I would also say to pastors, church leaders, ministers, reverends, priests, whatever you call yourself as an ordained member of the clergy, but also lay leaders in the church, you're going to have people in your churches that are going to be concerned about this. And my suggestion would be that you're better off to try to be more proactive in terms of how you might begin to help and support and love people at this difficult, challenging time, and particularly if they are directly affected by some of the implications of these tariffs and downsizing or job losses or whatever you want to call it. And so I would encourage those church leaders, or people involved in pastoral teams within churches to come along to the taster events too, to kind of hear more about what CAP has been doing, is doing, and can do through money coaching in terms of being both a really, really practical help and support, but also never taking the focus off Jesus, always looking at the spiritual side of things, because Jesus and the Bible and God has so much to say in this whole realm, and want nothing more than to bring the peace of God into our lives where we're at, and walking with us and growing and maturing us in Jesus ultimately. So they would be a couple of things I'd say. So sorry to make it all about CAP again and money coaching, but that is the most practical response that I can offer at this stage. And so yeah, myself and my colleague Helen, we really do look forward to having those kinds of conversations. But also, as I mentioned, we're there to hear questions too. Even if you have questions, doubts, even if you're wondering how is something like money coaching going to possibly, through a local church, be part of pushing back on the darkness and the spiritual strongholds and this man-made crisis. Well, I'd encourage you to come along and hear firsthand as to what our views and thoughts are, because ultimately they're coming from scripture, they're coming from the Bible, which is a book of wisdom amongst other things. It is designed to give us an insight into the mind and heart of God, and we have that freely available in God's word. And so that's where we get all our wisdom from, as well as using the God-given intelligence that we have as well.
Wise words from a wise man, Alan. Thanks for joining me, and look forward to having you back on again in the not too distant future. Hey, God bless you.
Thank you, amen. Thank you.